All right, today I'm going to try to work on Pshat in Gach and Belachish. First light the Rashbam and then light the Rivam. Again, push Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara has two cases, the case of Karka and the case of a loan, where the person has a full shtar, whether it's shtar amana, shtar mezuyah, Nagatas today. He comes in with a full star and he fools Bezdin with it. And then he whispers to Bezdin, he says, you know, Taka is a full star, but I had another star that I lost, so believe me, because I could have stayed with the full star. So the Shita of Rabba is very easy. Rabba says he has a Migu, and we have Migu all over Shas, and a Migu is believed. The Shita of Rabbi Yosef is what everyone is struggling in the Sugya. Everyone from the Rishayim all the way down to people sitting in the Beis Medrash struggling for 2,000 years. We're trying to understand Rabbi Yosef. It's Hashem, someday, by Tchias HaMeisim, Rabbi Yosef will give shir and he'll tell us exactly what he really had in mind. But until then, we try to understand what the Rashbam had in mind. Now, the Rashbam uses words of Migu B'Makom Eidim. I tried to explain yesterday why Migu B'Makom Eidim doesn't make sense, and I've been through it with some of you this morning. The Shakavataria, that there has to be something special. You can't say a taina against this Migu, that would be the same taina against every Migu. If you have a taina against every migul, so we could argue about it, but it's not this sugya. This sugya, we're trying to find out one thing. Why was Rabbi Yosef unhappy with Rabba's migul? Rabba has a great migul. He could have gotten away with this false shar, Malay l'shaker. What's wrong with that migul? And the Rashbam is the only one of the Rishayim that says there's something wrong with the Migu. The other Rishayim say it's a good Migu, it's a Migu Lahaitzi, or it's a Chayzik Atayim, they have other reasons. Rishbam is the one that tells us there's something wrong with the Migu, and that's what we're going to try to understand today. And as I told you yesterday, Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Shimon say something about Koyach HaTayna, and we have to try to understand what that means. Now, before we go into it again, I want to be Masber, go back to step one, and explain Koyach HaTayna. Because I see that it's not something which is clear to everybody. If you want, you could have Tainus on it, but first you have to understand it. What does it mean, Migu is Koyach HaTayna? So I'd like to just go step back again and try to explain from a different angle what it means, Migu is Birur, and what it means, Migu is Koyach HaTayna. Migu is Birur is Poshup Shad and Migul. I must be telling the truth. If I'd be lying, I could have said something else. That's the typical way the Velt learns Migul, that I must be telling the truth. If I wanted to lie, I could have said a different lie. It's a Birur. It proves that what I am saying is true. The problem with a Migul is the old Kasha, that what do you mean you must be telling... We assume you're telling the truth. If you're lying, you would have said something else. Maybe you didn't think of the other taina. Maybe you don't know you have the ability to say such a taina. It's an interesting thing. I mean, you talk about a regular case of migu. Someone comes into Bezdin, he says, you owe me money, I have a shtar. The other person says, kurua. So we give him a migu. You realize, by migu, you don't have to be a lamdin. You don't stand up in Bezdin and say, believe me, with this taina, I could have said that taina. Bezdin says that. Bezdin says, we believe you at this time, and you could have said a different time. Maybe you didn't think of the other time. Maybe it didn't dawn on you that you're benevolent to say something as mezuyah. Doesn't matter. By migul, we give people a migul. If you hold it to birur, the way most of the Velt learns migul, then it's a birur. Like I mentioned to you once before, Chaim Briska said, if you're going to ask, why do you give him a migul? Maybe he wouldn't have thought of the other taina. So Rav Chaim said, when it comes to making money, everyone figures out that the taina they could win. There's no such thing, he wouldn't have thought of it. So that's birur. Birur is that the migul proves that I'm telling the truth. I'll say, maybe I wouldn't have thought of the other time. I would have thought of it. If I'm a liar, if I'm a crook, I'll find out what to say. And therefore, migul's a dir. That's a glata mahalach in migul. Most of Shas, you can learn migul to bir, and nothing gets in your way, and you can learn that way. When we say migul is kayach ha-taina, what does it mean? I mean, it's going with migul is kayach ha-taina, it means you don't like the idea. Migul, it's a bir, because you could have said something else. Who says he would have thought of the other thing? Sure to say it's a bir. We say kayach ha-taina. Let me just be mazba kayach ha-taina, slightly different maybe than last time, just to give it a different angle. You all know when two people have an argument, the burden of proof is on one side. If you and I have a disagreement over something, and I can't prove what I'm saying, you can't prove what you're saying, what happens? If neither of us can prove it satisfactorily, so there are certain rules. There are certain rules that take place. Every time two people are in an argument, no one can prove it. One side, if no one could prove anything, one side wins. We're calling that kayach ha-taina, the side that wins. Kayach ha-taina means that if I can't prove anything, all else being equal, I have the kayach. I have the kayach to win. Kayach ha-taina means a kayach to win with a taina without any proofs. Just a taina, that's all I need. Normal case, it's easy. You say I owe you money, I say I don't owe you money. I'm the muzik. I have kayach ha-taina. I say I don't owe you money. You say I borrowed, I say I didn't borrow. You say I damaged your car, I say I didn't damage your car. Kayach ha-taina means the person who has the kayach to win just with a taina, with no proofs. That's kayach ha-taina. What does it mean when we say migul is kayach ha-taina? It means that we give one person the ability to win without proof through a migul, meaning as follows. Again, the typical migul is pru amigul mezuzah. You come and you say, I owe you money. Normally you say, I owe you money. I have the kayach. You pull out a shtar. You pull out a shtar that I owe you money. Now you have the kayach ha-taina. You see, once you have a shtar, you don't need any more rayas. All you need is a taina. So you could taina, here's a shtar, I owe you your money. If I don't have an answer, you're going to win. When I say perua, that's not good enough against a shtar. I should lose. You're the one who has a shtar, and I'm the one who's saying I paid. You all know. If you have a shtar and I say I paid, so you win, because the shtar wins. If you know the shtar itself is the kayach ha-taina. Amigu says that if you have a shtar, big deal. I could say mezuyif against your shtar. I have a kayach over your shtar in Bez. I don't need proof. I have a kayach to win with a taina. I don't need rayas. Kayach ha-taina means the kayach to win just with a taina. I have kayach ha-taina. I have the ability to win just with a taina. So that means whatever I say, even if I can't prove it, I'm the one without proof who wins. Because you come with a shtar, I could say mezuyif. That means I'm the one who has the kayach to win just with a taina. So what's the difference if I say mezuyif, if I say perua, if I say the strangest story in the world? Whatever I'm going to say, I'm going to say I don't have to pay you because you owe me money from 2 years ago. Any taina I'm going to say, kayach ha-taina means I win just with a taina, no proofs. That's kayach ha-taina. He doesn't have to tie the mezuyah. That's the chiddush of migul. Right. Now, this mezuyah gives me that kayach over your shtar. I have a kayach to win with a taina. Once I can win with a taina, my enough can mean a which taina. In this din taira, I'm in the driver's seat. I can win with a taina. There's one taina. The tzicha wins. Mezuyah. So now, other tainas, which normally wouldn't win, they win also. Because amigo means once I have one taina that I could say that puts me and gives me this kayak to automatically win the entire, so I can win with any taina.
That's not a taina. Any Adaya is not a taina. Shema is not a taina.
The whole point is that you, the burden of proof is now on the Moitzi. I could taina Mizuyah. So when I taina any Adaya,
I'll answer you. When you taina any Adaya in Beis Din, since you have Kayacha taina, we believe you 100%. You don't know. Beis Din believes as Makabal Ya'edis, you have Kayacha taina. We believe you 100% that you don't know. But it doesn't help you.
You
have a right to say any idea, and you have a right in Beis Din for any idea to be accepted, even if it's ridiculous. But you have a right to be accepted in Beis Din, even if we would have some type of chazaka that people know, it wouldn't matter. You have a right. But still, if what you're saying is true, doesn't win, it's not going to help you.
If who's the mighty now? Who is the mighty? If you have a star, then I'm the mighty. I'm trying to fight against the star. I have to fight against him. When I say true, once I have a tiny, I switch it, revert back that the mighty is the mighty. Because he's trying to take the money from me, and I have a tiny of Mizuyas. Now, once I have a tiny idea, why should he?
No, the tiny has to be a tiny, just like Mizuyas has to be a tiny. The taina has to be a taina, just like Mizuyev is a taina. Any idea is not a taina. You have a koyach to win with a taina. Any idea is not a taina. What kind of taina is any idea? It's a taina. You don't need a raya. You could say a taina that you can't prove, but you need to say a taina. Koyach a taina means just like I can win with this taina, I can win with that taina. You don't say just like I can win with this taina, I can win with no taina. It has to be the same kayach that I can win with a Mizuyev, I can win with a different taina. You can't say that since I can win with 5 points, so I can win with 4 points. If you can win with 5 points, you need another taina that would win. But you can't. When we say,
that's right.
What do you mean it's a raya?
That's right.
It's not an objective raya. There's no raya that you paid. It gives you a nemanis. It gives you the kayak for this taina to win in Beis Din. It gives you the ability to win, since that would win this wins. It transplants that kayak into this taina. Yena kayak goes into this. That's what kayak taina means. It means that, according to the rules of the Din Torah, I'm in the driver's seat. I'm called a mozik. I'm the mozik. I'm going to win. But it has to be with a taina. That's the basis of it. Any idea bothers you?
Yes, because the
Muslim,
the whole story is the way
this is explaining
is that I become a Muslim.
You only become Muslim with a taina. You don't become
Muslim
without a taina.
If we come into Beis Din and somebody does not have a shtar, says you owe me money, and he doesn't have a shtar, and I say any idea, I'm potter. Bari v'shem alav bari yodet. I'm potter. Here also, you have a shtar. The whole kalyach taina is that when I have a shtar, it means that he's.
If someone comes with a shtar against you, you lose.
Now you
have a right to destroy a shtar with a taina ba'alma. You don't have to prove your taina. You just have to say the taina.
Since I have a right to destroy a shtar, that means the burden of proof is on him. So if the burden of proof is on him.
That's only if you have a taina. Without a taina, the burden of proof is not on him.
Why not?
Because there's nothing he brought a shtar. You have to answer the shtar. Since you can answer with one taina, we give you the kayak to answer with any taina you like. But you can't answer without a taina. How can you answer without a taina?
My taina of perua cannot fight against a shtar either.
I understand. So kayach taina means you have a right to say any taina you want and to win in Beis Din.
How does it work?
But you can't win without a taina.
Since I have a kayach to destroy the shtar, since the shtar is destroyed now, that's what I'm saying. Because my taina of perua doesn't work.
No, that makes no sense. It's not that you just win with no reason, no rhyme or reason. Kachtai doesn't mean you just win, period. It means that you have a kayach to say a taina, and the person accepts it. Person will accept your taina.
Why does person accept it?
Because you are stronger than the shtar. You have a
kayach.
No, only with a taina you're stronger. Since you're stronger with a taina of Mizuyev, therefore your shtar is stronger with any taina you want.
No,
that's what you're saying. I'm saying what I'm saying is that in the ground rules of Beis Din, we give the nitva the kayach that he could have with one taina, we give him with any taina.
That whatever chayach he would have with that, we give him with any time. Maybe a day is not a time. I'll give you another example. Let's say, Rav Chanan brings this example. Let's say somebody is saying edus about a karev. There's a din Torah between two sides. And let's say one eid is enough. Let's say it's mechayev and mishua. Okay, so one eid is enough. One person walks into Bezdin. He says, I'm really this person's brother. And I know he paid. But I have a migu. I could have not said he's my brother. So believe me, I don't have to tell you he's my brother. No one knows he's my brother. I'll tell you he's my brother. I know he paid already. And he should be off the hook. He shouldn't have to swear. And believe me, I have a migu that I could have said he's not my relative. Now, if you hold migu as a birur, chayra, it should work. If you hold migu as a birur, Chataisis and Ksuba says it doesn't work. A relative can't come with a migu, I didn't have to tell you I'm my relative. Rav Akiva Eger Taka asks on Taisis, why not? Why can't a relative walk into Bezdin, say something, and says, believe me as an aid with a migu that I could have not pretended I'm not his relative? Kivega says, why not? A person has a migu on himself. Why can't he have it on his relatives, a migu? On myself, I could win with a migu. I can't win on my relatives. Why can't I win with a migu? If you hold it's a proof, why isn't it a good proof? Why isn't it a good proof? What? Well, amigu has to be a type of amigu that's b'derech hateva, wouldn't have been revealed. Let's say it's something that wouldn't have been revealed. That's obviously what Taisus is talking about. That there'd be a tzad to say amigu. Taisus says you can't say amigu. What? Pasala edis. You're right, I think. Well, you just say what you're saying. No, Psalaitis could is exercise a cost. There's nothing to do with Namaras. Okay, so then this is, Rav Chanan says, that you can't win with a Kayach HaTayna, a Karev can't win with a Kayach HaTayna because Farti is still a Karev, and a Karev can't say Aidis. A Karev still can't say Aidis. Now, one minute. If you hold it's a bearer, who cares? If you hold it's a bearer, he's talking not an aid. A karev can be an aid. I still have a bearer that it's true. If you hold Migu's a bearer, I still have a bearer it's true. I don't have aid because he's a karev. A karev can be an aid. But I have a proof. I have a good proof that. What? I could have said, I'm not a karev. I could have walked into Bez and said, I'm not a karev. I wouldn't have revealed I'm a karev. I would have just said, hey, this definitely is putter for whatever it is. The case there, I think, is he says, Beniz Evakayanu, he's saying, Eidus on Yichus. Whatever the case is, he could have said he's not a relative. Rav Chanan Tain is that if Migu's a bearer, then why isn't that a good proof? It's Taka not Eidus, but it's a proof. But if it's a Kayach HaTayna, so you have to have a Taina. If you're not an Eid, because you're a Karev, so it doesn't help that you have a Migu, you could have been an Eid. You're still not an Eid. You can't get the Kayach that I could have pretended I'm an aid, that should make you an aid. Because migu works, that what you could have had, you have now. Just like in any idea, I can't give you a kayach of yedeya. A karev can't give you a kayach of not a karev. I would think of another example. Any din taira, it's your kasha. I don't know how you're going to answer it. If you don't hold a kayach ataina, I know many don't. How do you answer the following kasha? Any din taira, when there are three people on one side, more than two people, let's say three people, Teveya someone. So all three are Balei Dinim. Why don't they have a Migu that they could have, if they're liars, two of them could have pretended they're not Balei Dinim and they're Eidim. And they could have said Eidis. All right, some Rishonim hold Migu Bei Trei Le'Aminam. Let's say you say a Migu by two. So why don't two of them have right away a Migu that we could have pretended that we're Aiden? Anytime you have a din Torah of three against one, the three should win. Why don't the three have a migu? They could have split up, made two Aiden, one about them, and finished. What? There's no guarantee they'll get past that Chashav HaZomah. But is that the teretz? Is that really the answer? Why we don't give a Baal Din a Migul who could have been an aid? You may be right. But is that the teretz? I don't think that's the teretz. I think the teretz is a Baal Din is not an aid. You can have all the Migus you want. You're still a Baal Din. A Baal Din is a Baal Din. The Baal Din will say, believe me, because I could have pretended I'm an aid. And therefore now, give me the kayach of an aid. I can't give you the kayach of an aid. You're not an aid. You're a Baal Din. A guy will come into Beis Din. He'll say something. Amigo, I could have pretended I'm a yid. It's going to work? You can have a migu. If migu is a kayach of your other taina, your guy can't be an aid. So why does it help you? You have a migu. The migu only gives you the kayach of what you would have had, and you get it now. You can't take a Baal Din and make him into an aid with a migu, because he's not an aid. He's a Baal Din. You can't take a kariv and make him an aid with a migu. He's a kariv. You see what I'm saying? A migu has to work according to this mahalach. A migu works that whatever kayach you would have with that, we give you now. So in Beis Din, we could give people a kayach to win with a taina. It's such a thing in Beis Din. Give someone a kayach to win with a taina. We can't possibly take a person who's a relative and give him the kayach of not being a relative. Because Saif, he's a relative. Why would I make it? Give him the kayach of a non-relative? A relative is possible. What does it help? Now, I would push it and tell you that it's even shver. If you say it's a birur, so it's a good birur. If you say it's a birur, why can't a kariv say, listen, we must be right. It's a birur. I could have said an easy lie, pretended I'm not a kariv. That's Rabbi Kivaga's kashin. Okay, it's Rabbi Kivaga's kashin k'suvis. Why don't we say such a thing? So it's a kash. I don't say that it proves kayach hataina. But all these cases make you understand the idea of kayach hataina. Kayach hataina of migul means that I could have said this, give me that kayach now as well. The kayach I could have had, give me now as well. It has to make sense. It makes sense. I could have said perua, I could have said mizuyif, so I'm going to say perua. So give me the kayach to say a time. It makes sense. You'll realize it doesn't make sense to take a guy and give him a migul. He could have said he's a yid, and that'll be proof. It proves what? He's still a guy. A guy is pasulaydis. It can't work. Am I making it clearer or more confusing? Huh? Someone say I'm making it clearer. I make it clear. The migul is that you transplant the kayach I could have had into today's taina. That's what a migul is if you hold kayach taina. The kayach I had with yet a taina that I didn't say, that power gets transplanted. You take the battery pack out of that, you plug it into this. And this one has that kayach. That's what a kayach taina. So the simplest nafkamina is nafkamina from Yesh Neflin, Kuflamet Hei. The Gemara there has a case where a person is dying. He doesn't want his wife to be chalitza. So he says, believe me, I have a son. With a migu, I could have said gereshtia. A man is believed to say gereshtia, I gave her a get. So he says, believe me, that I have a son. With a migu, I could have said I gave her a get. Now, hold on to your thinking caps. If it's a birur, that means I must be telling the truth. I have a son. Because I could have said gerash tia. I must be telling the truth, and therefore I'm believed I have a son. Is this woman allowed to marry a kayin? The man dies. We believe him, he has a son. Could she marry a kayin? Of course, an almana is allowed to marry a kayin. She's an almana. And Tosis holds that way, and the Ramban both say that she can marry an almana. Now think, the Rashbam on Kuf Lamed Hei says she's not allowed to marry a kayin. The Rashbam on Kuf Lamed Hei says she's not allowed to marry a kayin. What's going on here? Why can't she marry a kohen? It makes zero sense. The husband said, I have a son, and he died. Well, since when can't an almana marry a kohen? How do you learn the Rashbam? If you hold it to birur, I don't know if it's possible to explain the Rashbam. So it's possible to come up with a teretz. But pashtus, it makes no sense. A man says, I had a son, and he dies, so of course his wife can marry a kohen. The Rashbam says you can't marry a kohen. Why? I'll tell you why. Because a man says, I have a son, the etzami has no nemanis. He's believed with a migo of gerashtia that a man, chazal give a man a nemanis to say, I gave my wife a get. It's biyodai to give a get. So he's neman to say he gave a get. If he said he gave a get, what are we doing now, koyach ha-tayin? We're saying whatever koyach you would win in Beis Din without proof, what would you win in Beis Din? A tayin of gerashtia. We sort of take the battery pack out of Gerashtia, the kayach out of Gerashtia, and we plug it into Yeshli Ben. Gerashtia, if you would say Gerashtia, you would only be Matahar to marry Yisrael, not a kayach. She couldn't marry a kayach. Right? Gerashtia, she'd be a Gerusha, she couldn't marry a kayach. Your Nemanis, to say Yeshli Ben, only goes as far as the kayach Ataina that you would have to say Gerashtia. Without proof, a kayach just to say a taina, you could say gerashtia. So without proof, you have a kayach to say yeshli ben. But it has to have the same halach as the gerashtia would have. Gerashtia would asa to a kayach. So now she's also asa to a kayach. The Rashbam holds, that it works as kayach a taina. Tosfos, the Ramban disagree. But the Rashbam holds that kayach a taina means, again, we give him a kayach to win with a taina without proof, because he could win with yena taina. And whatever kayach he could win with yena taina, we plug in here, and we give the same amount of nemanis here that he's believed in Beis Din without a proof, because he would have been believed with that, so he's believed with this. That's kayach taina. Doesn't make sense to asa to kayach? That's true. When a man says Zebini, to what degree does he believe Tseyeshli Ben? I'll give you an example. Let's say I would have a Din Torah with you, and I want a Taina that you owe me $500, and I have a Migo, I could have said a Taina that you owe me $200. Obviously, I can't have an amonis of $500, because I could have said a different taina that you would pay me $200. The most I could have is a kayach to taina $200. You could say maybe it's not a migo at all, because I'd rather taina $500. But if I'm tining you owe me $500, with a migo a different taina you owe me $200, I can't win with the $500 taina. No way I can win more than $200. Because I only have the kayach to say yen the taina. This taina itself is not believed. The same thing, one second, by Gerashtia. My kayach, to be believed without proof, of Yeshli Ben, can't be more than what I could accomplish with Gerashtia. That power, to say Gerashtia, gets transplanted now to Yeshli Ben. So, you see, you have to picture here, there's no Teveya Nitva. You have to just picture, there's the Tzad Keneged, that maybe she's a Yavama, maybe she needs Chalitza. If she gets Chalitza, she can marry, well, she won't be able to marry a Kayin for a different reason, because the Chalitza can't marry a Kayin. But let's say this man's brother would die, then she'd be allowed to marry a Kayin. Because then you don't need a Kayin Chatayin of Yeshli Ben. But calls a man, she wants to get married with the Nemanis of Yeshli Ben, she only could do it with Yen Kayin of Gerashtia. This is the simplest, straightest example of something that shows a case of kayach ha-taina. And now I'll let a David give a rebuttal.
Why can't Rashbam agree? Yeah. Why can't Rashbam agree also that it's a pasha the case of nemanis? But the nemanis only works till the level of the shloach to a kohen.
The reason is because the man who's dying doesn't really care if she marries a kohen.
No,
listen. When a person, we assume that a person who's dying doesn't care if his wife is going to marry a kohen. He doesn't want to be an aguna, but he really doesn't care if she marries a kohen or Yisrael. So it got me his migul. It's not starting in the migul that he wouldn't have said that because he doesn't want to aser tokai. No, we're not going to say you wouldn't say gerashtia because then you're going to aser tokai. You'd rather say yeshli ben. There's no such thing. It's a good migul. Yeshli ben migul gerashtia. Correct.
The monas that's given by because of eikaya. There's a
starting
in the
monist,
and the monist only has the
beer
of the
monist,
only has a
beer
till the
fact that it's lost. That's very good. I call that. When you say beer, beer means that when we're sitting here in Bezdin and we watch this story, we're saying it must be true. If he says Yeshli Ben, it must be true. Because he could say Gerashtia. Why is he saying Yeshli Ben? Must be that it's true. That's the way the Ramban holds. Ramban and Tosfos say, Yeshli ben must be emes. That's what we call birr. I have a raya that it's emes. What's the name of my raya? It comes from roiv, or my raya comes from chazaka, or my raya comes from migu. Migu is a way of proving that he's telling the truth. Once he's telling the truth, he's believed be'etzem on yeshli ben. If you hold it to birr. Now, if you're going to tell me it's an emanis, but only as much as his other taina, so that's what we're calling kayecha taina. You can fine-tune it, you can make it a little different, but it's basically what we're calling kayach ha-taina. You have the kayach of yene taina transplanted here. That's what we're calling kayach ha-taina. If you say kayach ha-taina, you can't say, I'm a baldover, I have a migwa, I could have been an eight. Because you're still a baldover. I'm a karev, I'm a migwa, I could have said I'm not a karev. You're still a karev. That's the aside of kayach ha-taina. Now, I'm not telling you have to agree with it. You can disagree with it once you understand it. You have to understand where Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Shimon are coming from. It's a method that answers a number of difficulties in Shas, and we're going to have it yet on Lamed Gimel, and I believe on Lamed Hey. Rabbi Chanan keeps on bringing it in Bava Basra in a few places. Let's negate our Rashbam. Let's just think of Rabba's Migu in our Gemara. Rabba's Migu is, believe me that I had a shtar which I lost. With a migu, I could have said that this is not a shtar mezuyah. I'm coming here with a full shtar. Believe me, I could have said I lost a shtar. With a migu, that I could have pretended this is a good shtar. The shtar mezuyah is a good shtar. So believe me with that. Lamaisa. This shtar is a shtar that Hadas Baldin is not a shtar. You want to be believed with a kayach ha-taina of this shtar. Now, you have to understand, what is a shtar? What's a shtar? Why is a piece of paper believed in Bezdin? There's a concept that shtar is like Edom. Edom that are signed on a shtar are kiksuvin, chesumin, or Bezdin. It's as if they had a hakira in Bezdin. There's a strange quirk in din. You know, let's say you have two witnesses, and you're afraid that when Bezdin questions them, they're going to get all nervous. Yeah, people like that. Even when they tell the truth, they get all nervous and they can't do it. If you have two witnesses like that, take my aids of what you should do. Have them sign a shtar. Make a shtar raya. Have them sign a shtar raya and bring it to Bezdin. There's a quirk in halacha that living Edom come to Bezdin have to go through Drisha v'Chakira, and Edom on a signed piece of paper don't have to go through questions, Drisha v'Chakira. Edom achsum v'shtar, k'nechkur edusim v'Bezdin. You hear that? It's what we always call kayach ha-shtar. The Chaim gave it a name, kayach ha-shtar. There's certain kayach that shtaris have. A shtar, you don't have to prove that they're not ketanim. We have a shtar, we have a chazaka, it's nasa v'gedaymon. We assume a shtar is good. You bring a shtar in, you assume it's good. A shtar has a kayach of eidus. That's what a shtar is. In our migu, he wants to come into Bezdin and win by saying I lost the shtar, believe me with a migu that I could have stuck with this shtar. This shtar is not a shtar. There are no eidim. This shtar is not eidus. This shtar is a shtar mezuyif. It's a piece of paper. It's not a shtar. It's similar to someone saying, believe me, even though I'm a baldover, I could have pretended I'm an eid. If you would have pretended you're an eid, you'd be believed. Here, when I'm saying I could have pretended this is a shtar, I'm doing the same thing as saying I could have pretended I'm a witness. There really is no shtar here. The shtar is a shtar mezuyif. The shtar mezuyif is a piece of paper. It's not a shtar. There are no eidim in a shtar mezuyif. What you're saying is, give me the kayach I would have had with yen shtar. If yen shtar is a shtar mezuyif, then what you're in effect saying is, I have no witnesses. I could have pretended I had witnesses. That's not a migu. You can't take a migu and say, believe me, with this taina, because I could have made believe I had witnesses. I could have made believe I had a shtar. Making believe I have a shtar is not a, is not taina. So we're talking here where they were mevar, or it was such a good forgery that they could have been mevar. Is that a taina? I have a kayach taina. I don't have a kayach to create things that don't exist. Migu is, I can win with this taina, translate it to this taina. To say I could win by bringing false witnesses, or I could win by bringing a false shtar, that's not kayach taina. Bringing false witnesses or a false shtar, it's not a taina that you win with in Bezdin. It's like people saying, I'm a baldover, I have a migu, I could have made believe I'm a witness. That's not kayach taina. Kayach taina is, I have a kayach to win with this taina, I win with that taina. You can't get kayach taina when you don't have a taina. You just could have made false witnesses or a false star, which is the equivalent of false witnesses. Such a migu is not a migu, if migu is kayach taina. A kayach that I could have made believe I'm a witness, or I could have made believe I'm a star, or I could have made believe I'm not a kariv, or I could have made believe I'm a yid. Any such thing is not kayach taina. It's not I could have won with a different taina. It's not a taina, I'm a yid when he's a guy, or I'm not a kariv when I am a kariv. That's not a taina. That's I could have won with a trick. That's not kayach taina. Kayach taina is I could win with a taina. So maybe I went with this taina. If you hold that migu is kayach taina, it can never work when it's not a taina. When the migu is something that's not a taina. The migu is a trick. I could have brought a fake, a forged star. It's not a migu if migu is kayach taina.
I mean,
migu pruva migu de mezuyif. I have a kayach to say mezuyif. Now mezuyif is not true, but I have the kayach to say a taina. To win. That means I can win with a taina without a proof. So now, with this taina, let me win without a proof. Give me that kayach. Not that that's true, it's not true. But give me that kayach over here. If I have a kayach to win with one taina, I can win with a different taina. Making believe you have witnesses is not a taina. It means I could have forged a raya. I could have forged some other proof. A person is never going to win a din Torah because he has a migu. He could have forged the proof. That's not a migu. A migu is a kayach to win without proof just because I'm saying a taina. That's all migu is. The kayach to taina.
Taina is also a lie. It's also a forgery. It's your own forgery.
Every migu, the other one's a lie. What do I want to do with that? I don't want to say this. I want to take, I'm saying, I have the kayach to beat you with a taina without proof. Through mezuyif. I can beat you with a taina without proof, I'm in the driver's seat. If I say a different taina, that's migu. I can take that kayach and plug it in here. I can say a taina. That's good if I can win with a taina. Now, let's say, I'll say I could win by saying I'm not a relative when I really am. That's a taina? I'm not a relative? That's not a taina. I don't have a kayach to win with a taina. If I manufacture false eidim, I could win. It's true. If you manufacture a false eid, you're mikuin. That's not a migul. Now, if migul is a birur, you could taka argue it's a birur. It's mevar the truth, because he could have gotten away with that, so get away with this. But if that's not what a migul is, if a migul is just that we look at this baldin, and we say this baldin has the klayach to win with tainus without proof, so whichever tainus says, he can win without proof. But it has to be a taina. It can't be, I could win by manufacturing a false shtar, false witnesses. That's not a taina. That's not a better taina than the taina you're saying. It's a trick, in a way, to win a din taira. There's zero to do with kayach a taina.
Muzir also only works, he says, that this time I'm saying Muzir is true.
It's true. That's emes.
It only works. So
it only works if he says
it. Saying it as a lie, you wouldn't believe it. We don't have a kayach.
When he walks into Besdin, he has the power to say a taina with which he'll win. So I don't care which taina he says. If he says mezuyah, if he says perua, he has the power to win with a taina. Migul transplants that kayach to any taina. Is that a taina? It's not a taina. It's a trick. I have a way of doing it.
Lie is not a trick.
And I ask you, let's say I come into Besdin and I say, believe me that he owes me money, because I'll show you I have the keys to his lockbox. If I want, I can go to his lockbox and take the money myself. No one will catch me. No one knows. I have the keys to his house. If I be a liar, I could go to his house now and then take his money. So believe me. You think that's amigo? Do you see a difference between the two?
Basing on a koyach ha-taina, that's the sefer for this thing. And mezuyah is not a, there's no koyach to the taina of mezuyah.
But there's koyach to the taina of mezuyah if you would have said it.
So if I would have walked into his money, the blackbox would have gotten his money.
So why isn't that amigo?
Do
you understand the difference?
Based on
the
koyach,
there's
no
koyach. There's no koyach to go to his lockbox.
That's not a koyach. It's not a
taina.
We don't look at it as a
taina. What's not a
taina? Mizuyif is not a taina. Going to the lockbox
is
not a taina either.
Mizuyif is a taina.
Why is it a taina?
It's a taina with which he could win. If he had said mizuyif, he would win. It's a lie. He didn't say it. He's not a liar. But Lamaisa, he has the ability to win in Besdin just with a taina.
The car also has that ability to just win with a taina.
So therefore, what do you want to do? It's true. The Karev could win. We may say he's not a Karev. And therefore, you want to give a Karev the kayach of not being a Karev.
Yes.
Doesn't make sense. He's still a Karev. You understand? You can't give a guy the kayach of not being a guy.
Not giving him the kayach of not being a guy. You're giving him the kayach of taina.
So you're right, you give him kayach ha-taina, but Lamaisa, if he's a kariv with all the kayach ha-taina in the world, he's still a kariv. If he's a guy, he's still a guy. It doesn't do anything for him. It has to be that you have a certain kayach in Besdin, and that kayach can be transplanted to a second taina. It has to go from taina to taina. You can't go from a non-taina to a taina. If you look at Rav Shimon, the Lashon of Chanan is very bekitzer. If you look at Rav Shimon, I think this is what he's saying. It's also pretty bekitzer. It's Yudches Beis. This is the way I understand it. And we could argue about it. But the way it comes out bottom line, this is all the Hesber of Rav Yosef. And that the reason it's not a migul is because you can't make a migul to make a fake shtar. According to this, the Rashbam would be saying this to Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbah holds it to Birur, and then Mahalacha we would pass in Birur, and we would only have a Shita in the Amairan that holds Kayach HaTayim. That's the way it should come out. Okay, let's leave it that way. That's all about the Rashbam. I don't have a chip on my shoulder, I want Kayach HaTayim to pass in Kayach HaTayim. I want to understand the Rashbam. The problem is, on Kol Shel Hei, the Rashbam seems to pass in Kayach HaTayim, so it's a good argument. We have to figure it out. But this Nekuda certainly explains, I think it certainly explains the Shverer Rashbam. Okay, let's go to the better, to the easier Pshat, the Rivam. What?
I don't know about the second Shtar would technically be good. So I don't think a Karev could say he's still a Karev, so now the second Taina that with the Karev is not good. the second taina of this other shtar would be good.
That's what I'm telling you. Shtar is eidim. Shtar is not a taina. If you understood shtar to be a sort of taina, it would be true. If a shtar tuzayf something, it would be true. Shtar doesn't tuzayf anything. Shtar just represents witnesses. I'm saying, amigo, I could have pretended that these are my witnesses. It's the same as bringing eidim.
If I have two sets of eidim, one set of eidim, for some reason I don't do the time, but the karla would be.
Yes, you say, I'll bring the kraven, what amigo, I could have brought the other eidim. So that wouldn't work.
No, yeah, I'll bring this other eidim who they can't get their act together and believe them because I could have brought my karla to get his act together and he would have said it straight.
So obviously it won't work.
Why not?
Well, if the, I mean, when you say not get that, if these eidim are machish each other, we throw them out. I'm not going to give you amigo other eidim, so bring your other eidim. The example you're bringing is not. All right, I think it's pretty clear. I think there's what to argue with, but it's Dvarim Shel Svara. You could argue with the whole thing. You could say the whole thing is too gefetched, but when you fetch it follows a path. It's maybe a narrow path, but it follows a Mahalakha Mashava that limits Migu only to Tainus, Taina A or to Taina B, which is what Migu is all over Shas. There's something called Migu B'yade, which I'm talking about today, but a migu that we're talking about, according to this mahalach, is only from one taina to another taina. It doesn't go to something which is not a taina. You can't say, I have a migu, I could have brought a proof. I could have brought a proof is not migu. I could have brought yet a proof. That's not a migu. A migu is, I could have said that taina, believe me with this taina. That's what a migu is. Let's go to the Rivam. I think the Rivam will be easier. Again, Tirutz Rivam, the top Taisvis, Mayamin Amigo Lahaitzi. Rivam, see, it's much more geschmack for us. The problem with the Rivam is it doesn't fit into Lashon HaGemara well. Alright, so it won't fit into Lashon HaGemara. As long as it's Svara, it works. So, you know, the Rivam was a Rishon. And he said, there's Pshat HaGemara, okay, we can live with it. What's the Rivam? The Rivam is saying Pshat, again, Rabba is easy. Rabba says Migu. Rabbi Yaisi says no Migu. Why no Migu? So after Rivam, it's a Migu Lahaitzi. The Rivam is in Svara, very, very geschmack, that Itaka is a Migu. Rabba agrees, Rabbi Yaisi agrees, everyone agrees a Migu. Rabbi Yaisi says, Migu Lahaitzi, Lai Amrina. The Knech that needs Hezber here. What does Rabba hold now? If Rav Yosef says it's a migul lahaitzi layamrinan, what is Rabba going to say? Now you could tell me Rabba holds migul lahaitzi amrinan, but Taisus Shita all over Shas is migul lahaitzi layamrinan. That Taisus, even though we say Taisus and could argue with each other, but this is something that Taisus is pretty consistent. Taisus holds migul lahaitzi layamrinan. All over Shas. The Ramban always holds Migul Haitzi Amrina. But Taisa Shita is Migul Haitzi, you don't say. So we have here a little bit of a problem in our Gemara. Rav Yosef now became so geschmack that we have a problem with Rabba. What's his mash for that? The Muchzik is the. Is the yeah, second person. Alright, so L'chaira, that's a way out. We could say everyone holds Yonsei Migul Lahaitzi. They're arguing who's the Muzik. Rav Yosef says the Marikana is the Muzik. And Rabba holds the person who's in the field today is the Muzik. L'chaira, it would be much easier for us to learn that way. To learn everyone holds Migul Lahaitzi Layamrina. They're arguing who's the Muzik. Rabba holds the one sitting there is the Muzik. He holds the Marikana is the Mosek, and that would make tomorrow's Shia much easier, because tomorrow the whole Shia on Taisus Vilchasa is going to deal with this question, who's a Mosek? It would be Geshmak.
Wow,
except maybe it can even be Matzik that, except it's a problem because what's the problem with learning that through the Gemara? Because the Gemara has a second case of Halva. Right? The Gemara is going to have a case of Halva. where one person is today and the other one with a shtar, right? And the same thing, gochem v'lochishlei, and he has a migul. There, you can't learn, they argue who's a mochzik. There, for sure, the loiv is the mochzik, and the malv is being tevei. So even though it would be wonderful to learn this way into the first thing, but you can't learn this way into the second nachleikas of halvah, because this Gemara's second case, exact same case of gochem v'lochish, the same Lashna Gemara, but they're fighting over, do you owe me money or don't you owe me money? But it doesn't fit. So Baruch Hashem. What? The halacha is because of this, you think? But does Rabbah argue and hold the mouth as the mozik? It's a lot of a chiddush. But Baruch Hashem, there's a taisis in both Metziah, that Beis and Aleph, that answers our question. You have to know yisoid that there are two levels of migul. There's what we call a regular migul, and a migul di'ibay shasik. A regular migul is, if I'm a liar, I could have said a different lie. Migul di'ibay shasik means a migul, I could have just been quiet. I would win with being quiet. Migul di'ibay shasik is always a stronger migul. When we use the expression pesha aso, pesha hitter, that means it's exactly the same thing as migul di'ibay shasik. Tosfos says that in our Gemara, Rabba and Rabbi Yosef have the following machlokes. A regular migul lahaitzi, everyone says la'yamina. That's Tosfos shita all over Shas. Migul lahaitzi la'yamina. Rabbi Yosef holds even a migul di'ibay shasik la'yamina. Rabba holds that a migul, the ibay shasik, is stronger, and it works even the haitzi. A migul, I could have been quiet. That's much stronger than a migul. I could have said a different time. It's just a migul. I didn't have to say a word in bed. A migul, the ibay shasik, that works even the haitzi. The meila, that's an achleikus. Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. Rabba says, now a gemara, you have a good migul. You could have been quiet. And once you brought the shtar into Bezdin and you fooled everyone, you didn't have to be gochen v'lochishlei. You didn't have to bend down and whisper. You would have been quiet, you would have won. You would have been quiet, you would have won. That migul works even lahaitzi. Migul di'ibay shasik works even lahaitzi. But Yosef says, no, migul lahaitzi la'yamin on even such a migul. So here, Baruch Hashem, we have Tosfos himself in but Metziah Beis Amid Aleph, when he brings this Gemara, Tosfos doesn't say it like he doesn't build it up as a chiddush. He just explains Rabba, Migul Dibay Shasik works. The Tosfos says, Migul Aifi Loyamrina. Right? Maybe you'll remember Shnayim Ozen. One person says Kula Shali and one person says Chetzi Shali. So Tosfos says, the one who says Chetzi Shali should have a Migul, he could have said Kula Shali. So Tosfos says, Migul Aifi Loyamrina. That you don't give him a migul to be mitzi from the other person. So Tosfos says, I over here, a migul works. Here it's a migul by shasik. So Tosfos is saying very glad. The Rivam's pshat in the Gemara is very geshmirt, it's very geshmak. It doesn't fit well into the Lashon, which is the Riz Kasha. That's an old machlokes and shas between Rashi and Tosfos. The Shadar of Chavalajna says, so you should know in Shas, Rashi and Tosfos had a machlokes b'shita. Is it more important it should fit into the Lashon? Or is it more important it should make sense in Pisvara? The shita of Rashi, you all know, is a stickler for Lashon. It must fit into the Lashon. And the shita of Tosfos is, I'd rather be matchik to Lashon than to be matchik to Svara. So the Rivam, you have a kasha on the Rivam. It doesn't fit well into Lashon or Gemara. You have a kasha, you have to be matchik. But the Svara, what's the Machlaikis? We have Geshmaka Machlaikis. So, as we get to the Hilchasa for tomorrow, we're going through this Sugya with two Ikrei Pshatim. The Rashbam's Pshat, which the only explanation I know in the Rashbam is Kayachatayna. I don't know another Pshat that I could understand. And there are other Pshatim. You could do a Shmuel as a Pshat. But this Pshat is the Pshat that I understand. Or the Rivam's Pshat. And we're going to go back with these two pshatim. We have the Riz two pshatim, the Rabbi Yosef's pshat. But so now we're going to stick with these two pshatim. Tomorrow the Hilchasa. Now the Hilchasa is a very Geschmack of Kloliestika Nidain. There's a Chef Schneitzer on it. Dalid, I think it's Chaf Dalid. And there's a stipler, a Simchat Gimel in the new stipler. The stipler, very, very smooth stipler. And in the Hilchus, we're going to deal with the two things. One, the Machlaikas, the Rajbam and Taisus. Have you got the Machlaikas, the Rajbam and Taisus? Make sure you know the Machlaikas Klar before Shia. And number two, the difference between Ara and Zuzi. Those are the two in Yanim.